Hey there.
Hey there.
Welcome to episode 44 of Come Get Your Podcast, where we finally figure it out.
Figured out.
And it's been a very Letterkenny heavy couple weeks for everyone here.
It's been a heavy Letterkenny morning.
Mm-hmm. Also true. Mm-hmm. We talked about that a little bit on the last episode, right?
Did we? I don't think so.
I can't remember either. It's a great show on Hulu, if you guys have Hulu.
Yes. Out there, it's a Canadian,
Letterkenny.
Canadian TV show. They got about, I think, six seasons right now.
Yes. I think it's still going on. We might get season seven.
I think so. Year. I mean, according to Wikipedia, it's still going on. So
it's very popular up there, so I'd be shocked. It's nuts.
It's gaining popularity down here.
It is.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
I feel like Canadian humor. Should watch it. That and Shit. If you've seen Schitt's Creek, that's all. That's on Netflix though. But
I haven't.
Schitt's Creek is pretty.
I haven't
good.
Seen that. I think it probably connects with us a little more just because we live in the Midwest. So like that small town Midwest country, you know, vibe to it. But then you mix in the Canadian humor, and it's fucking hilarious.
Well, I think if you're a fan of Trailer Park Boys. You know, yes. This is like right up your alley.
Okay. I've never watched that show.
Either have I. Really? I just know they're very similar.
And I know I've always wanted to. I think it's always been on my Netflix to like things you might be interested in, and I just never got around to it.
I've never watched any of the movies that they have, but I've watched
the show.
All the TV show seasons and it's very similar. And you should definitely watch Trailer Park Boys if you haven't. Because, fuck. Just the character of Bubbles, which is the guy with the huge-ass fucking glasses.
I mean, I've seen those memes or whatever. Like, what is this fuckery? I never understood. I'm assuming he
says
just,
shit like that all the time.
I was like, I'm assuming.
He loves cats. And
I'm assuming like, he
that's
just.
That's a nice fucking kitty right there.
Yeah.
Calls them kitties. It's great.
I was like, I'm assuming he just swears a lot, according to these memes.
His character in general is hilarious. Have we just been watching Letterkenny all past couple weeks here? Is that what's been happening?
I've been watching a lot of that, yeah.
It's been my heavy rotation, you know, but I've caught up on True Detective, and I watched Bumblebee.
How was that?
Transformers movie. Really good. Like, surprisingly good.
Really?
You know, I think it helps, like, it's set in the 80s, so you got that, like, Transformer nostalgia in there, and it is just a solid movie. It's, like, a 97 on Rotten Tomatoes or something.
Yeah, that was the part that took me by surprise when you posted that in our chat the other day.
When did that come out?
Summer? It was in December.
Okay.
Oh, December, okay.
So recently? Okay.
Yeah. I totally went to the theaters and saw it.
Definitely. I haven't seen a Transformers movie since the second Michael Bay one, I should say.
I think we've talked about this. I watched the third one in 3D. That was bad.
Yeah. It
was way too much. Way over the top too much.
I mean, they got away from Michael Bay.
Mm-hmm.
After he started trying to do whatever the hell he's doing with the Turtles franchise.
I feel like I saw one of the Mark Wahlberg ones. Maybe.
I think I saw it at the beginning of the Age of Extinction.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know, but this is I would highly recommend this this one.
Okay. Who stars in it?
Haley Steinfeld.
Joel Osment? Oh.
No. Who also does Gwyn in the Into the Spider-Verse?
Okay.
I still need to see that.
That's good too. That's so good. But that'll be out on like DVD and digital in like a month, so. But no, man. Yeah, see Bumblebee, it's pretty good. And then watch Letterkenny and complete the circle.
I don't know how that's a circle, but I like it. I'm all for it.
Anything's a circle if you try hard enough.
Time's a flat circle.
Earth's just flat.
There is.
That's opening a can of worms.
There is no spoon. Yeah, let's not do that.
Let's see. I've started Handmaid's Tale almost through season one. Should definitely go check that out. Hulu's got some good stuff on there.
Yeah, and you're saying that's a weird show?
Not weird. It is weird. Basically, it's a dystopian future where, I'm assuming neither of you have read the novel.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
I also don't know what dystopia means.
It's not an apocalyptic future, but it's basically like an alternate timeline future.
It's an...
Where...
I was going to make a stupid...
continue the
joke. Anchorman joke. Yeah, it's an old, old wooden ship used in the Civil War era. Ron.
That wasn't stupid. That was good.
Anyway, please continue with your actual answer.
So, alternate timeline future where it's like an Orwellian Big Brother like, 1984 type future where there's like the American government isn't anything recognizable to what we know it is. And
something like the Hunger Games.
Close to that. Basically, most people in the world are sterile, and the birth rate dropped so dramatically and everything like that an uprising happened, and these religious type people took over the U.S. government and started everything fresh. And some women are still capable of having children, and some men are still capable of having children. And they select, basically they round up all the women who are able to have children and make them handmaids, who are basically servants to the powerful people in government or statehood or whatever. And they're basically used to farm babies so the population can come back under, moral.
Oh, so this is like the Krogans in Mass Effect.
Yeah, it's similar to that.
Okay.
That is 100% not what I expected this show to be about.
Not based on the name, at least, no.
Yeah. And so it's... at least I've watched 8 episodes of the first season, so it's Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men.
She's good.
And she's fantastic. Ralph Fiennes is in it.
Ooh.
Who does a fantastic job. Voldemort. And lots of good... No, Voldemort's brother.
Yeah.
just everyone, as a whole, everyone does a really solid job. And, it's almost like, ooh, we're kind of close to that right now in some ways.
Well,
so it touches, it's home a little hard sometimes.
Well, speaking of, a dystopian future, this is off topic a little bit, but... The doomsday clock is 2 minutes to midnight. Did you read that? Midnight.
No, I haven't.
That means doomsday is apocalyptic times.
I know what it is, yeah.
And we are the closest we have been since Cold War times.
60s. That was at 1 minute, I think.
I love the world right now.
Nah, it's fine. So yeah, that's really good. So definitely suggest watching it. That. Playing God of War.
Yeah.
Finally, a couple hours into that, I started off on the second highest difficulty and had to bump it down.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm tough. When you told me that, I was like, I think you made a mistake, but...
I was fine through the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
I had to, retry here and there. But the one flaw of that game is they do not tell you the controls in a timely fashion at all. I am four, scripted. I mean, all the battles are scripted, but mm-hmm. Four sections into fighting enemies. And then it's oh, here's how you block.
Yeah. Probably
should have let off of that one.
I think that's because of the difficulty you started it on, but
really,
I think so. I think they tell you that you can block and shit on the normal difficulty. Earlier? Yeah.
I don't remember exactly, but I feel like I remember it being similar to what Adam is saying, where it was I was already blocking, for a while, and then it was like, oh, here, how you, this is how you block. It's like, yeah, I figured that out on my own.
A long time
yeah,
ago.
Because like,
it's like I, yeah, an hour into the game, it's like, oh, here you can equip and unequip your axe by hitting right on the D-pad. Okay, figured that out already. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they've messed up some of the game design there. But like, there was one moment where you fall off a bridge into a bunch of Draugr.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the beginning, mm-hmm. that like I'd get down to the last two guys, and then I'd just get spammed from behind from projectiles and die, and have to do that whole thing over again.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
And that got so fucking frustrating.
No, I knocked it down. So I remember. I don't know if you remember, but after I beat it the first time, I wanted to play it on the hardest difficulty.
I can't even imagine.
And this is before New Game Plus, so like you start off with nothing.
Right. Brand new.
And that part was so hard. My first fight with a Draugr took me so long.
Yeah, that took me several tries.
And I knew how to fight, and I was like, what the fuck?
Well, like, the other thing, too, is like that first fight with the Draugr is like multiple of them come out and are attacking you simultaneously. And then half an hour later, they're like, oh, you have threat indicators.
Yep.
Like, come on, guys.
Come on, man.
I mean, I'm not playing it necessarily for the gameplay, but I'm mainly here for the story, so that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I wanted a challenge. How about that opening fight with the stranger?
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That one's a whole lot of fun. I like where the potential where everything could go. Like, I'm very invested in it. I'm in.
You said you just got to the Witch of the Woods?
Yes.
Okay.
The funny thing is, I was completely fine, like a couple hiccups here and there on the second highest difficulty with the stranger. Completely fine for the most part. Like, I think I had to retry different sections once mm-hmm. each, so like maybe three total. But having a zillion enemies and then projectiles being thrown at you is definitely like, I don't like.
I mean, I will say that's what you're talking about. That's the first area that I ended up dying in also, where I was like, Jesus Christ, this fucking game is ridiculous. And I think I ended up dropping I didn't, because I just started off on normal. So I think I just eventually just kept trying it over and over and over and got it. Yeah. So, but yeah, I see what you're saying, because that part got to be a little like, okay, like, is this how the game's going to be? Like, this is not going to be fun. But I can tell you right now, it's not. It's
no, like, there's of course places where it will be like that, but yeah, you just get so used to the fighting mm-hmm. and.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you play,
it's such a bottleneck area.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you'll, as you upgrade your equipment, you know,
yeah,
you'll get the feel for it, and then it's like, it's not so bad. So,
I don't know, like, just in that specific section, I was getting a lot of like, there's difficulty for like challenging mm-hmm. stuff like that, and then there's just difficulty for the sake of being like fucking hard. Like, that seemed harder than Dark Souls, some Dark Souls stuff to me.
Sure,
how dare you?
I just beat Dark Souls 3 again.
I mean, I will say the part where you're at the Witch of the Woods is like, if you guys remember, that's where I pretty much stopped playing the first time I tried to play God of War, and then before I came back to it and just like ended up finishing it. But I feel like after that point is when it really starts to like you're heading towards some stuff.
Oh, you know? And I'm not. I didn't stop there out of frustration or like just being like, fuck, I need a break. Like, it was because Misty wanted to mm-hmm. play a board game. So I was like, okay, this seems like a good stopping point. So like, I'm going to get back into it.
And it really is a good, if you're doing that. Yeah. It's definitely one of those points in the game where you're like, okay, I can stop, save it here, and then just pick it right back up.
And I am trying to find all the damn secrets.
There's a lot of
them. There's
a lot. Yep.
I'm doing okay. I have 6 out of the 9 masks already.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm on track to at least get all those.
But hell yeah.
It's fun. The puzzles are good. Gameplay is overall solid. And I don't know. Like, I still feel like sometimes the controls don't respond how they should when I'm in the middle of combat. Mm-hmm. But I could also, just be my controller. So I don't know. Overall, very pleasant experience. So,
I'm excited for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Me too.
Because when you said like I started on the second highest difficulty, I'm like, all right, Mr. Dark Souls.
completely fine up until that first bottleneck. Like, and then I was like, fuck, I like if that when this happens again, I don't want to just throw myself at a brick wall for half an hour. Like, I spent 20 minutes on that thing.
Sure.
And I'm like, this is too much time to do this.
I mean, overall, on the hardest difficulty, my fight with the stranger, I beat him actually the first time, surprisingly, but it took a long time.
I bet.
Because that shit was hard.
Once you get his pattern down, though, like, I don't know if it's how different it is on the hardest difficulty. I'm sure it just means he hits harder, so.
Well, and then, like, I knew how to counter, when to block him, and.
Right.
Oh, sure, because you'd already played, yeah.
Yeah, and I know they didn't explain that then, like, counters and stuff, so.
Yeah, that becomes.
Parrying is important.
That becomes so essential throughout the entire game, parrying people's attacks. It's, yeah.
And for some reason, the first two trolls that you face, completely fine. Breezed them.
Yep.
They're not like a boss like the stranger is the first time you face them, but still, like, I was expecting that to be a little more difficult.
that first troll intro, though, huh?
It was good.
And you have that scene with your son.
I cheesed the fuck out of that first troll.
How so?
I found an area you could stand next to him where he'd spam the same moves over and over. You could easily dodge it and then get 3-4 heavy attacks on him.
Cheater.
And you could repeat it.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, man.
It's a speedrun strat right there.
It is a strategy.
So, I mean, because Dark Souls logic in me is just like, get really close to them and stand next to them and just farm out certain attacks, which is what works.
Hey, man. I think that works.
Couldn't really do it on the second one because of the ads that had projectiles, but I made it work.
I'm really excited for you to get more into the game and beat it, and we can talk about it because it's such a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the best part is, like, Misty's been there half the time I've been playing it, and she's like, wait, that's your son? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, I thought your kids died. I was like, that's the first game.
Yeah.
Why he's all white is because he's covered himself in the ashes of his family.
Yep.
And this is continuity. He ran away from Sparta and Olympia, and, like, there's a bigger story at large here, which I'm super excited to find out.
Yes. It's, yeah.
I can tell. So much more. I was gonna say, I can tell you, Chris and I are excited for you to figure all that out.
I'm just a big fan. Like, it's technically a reboot, but it's still all the lore from the previous main games is still there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I very much appreciate that they did that. So I'll be getting into it more tomorrow after D&D. So
please,
I'm sitting here like wanting to talk to you about it, but I'm also in my own head going, be very careful with what you say.
Yeah, me
based
too.
Off like, where like, you are.
I was gonna say, I know, like, where you're at. I've played it for 2-3 hours and I've barely scratched the surface on the story.
Yep,
because I've only met two characters really so far. So running around and finding all the hidden loot stuff has been, I just like doing that, especially in games like this, because it's not really open world. Like, so
yeah.
It's like, I can't, you know, get lost for 2 hours, like, exploring the, you know, open world looking for secrets. Like, okay, like, there's definitely going to be a block to this path, so you have to go back
and continue on. It's a very nice mix of, like, it is open world, but it also isn't. Like, it's like, you can go wherever you want, but, I mean, there is a point to where it's like, you know, there's going to be some hidden stuff, but you really kind of have to, eventually it'll walk you to the path, so, which I appreciate. The one thing I would, like, I'll probably end up reinstalling the game at some point and doing New Game Plus, just so I can go through and try to get all that, the hidden stuff, just because at a certain point I was just trying to finish the story.
Sure.
Because I just wanted to beat the game and get to that point, but I think now... I'd like to go back and do New Game Plus and just kind of actually, like, dive into some of that hidden stuff. So
I've been rolling into every barrel and pot and cart and stuff like that. And Missy's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Getting loot, bro.
And I was like, the game taught me one time by rolling into some pots that there was money in there or a life gem or something like that. I'm like, and so now I have to do it for the rest of the
game. Yep, I spent most of my time just throwing the axe into that shit. Like, fuck it, did I hear anything? All right. Fucking.
Don't you love Brock, though?
Yeah, the little bit I've interacted with him so far.
What's the animal's name? Does it have a name? I call it fucking Grateful.
Fucking bastard. Yeah, he's great. I'm excited to get, like, we've talked about it before, Chris especially, but I love Norse mythology.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, especially, I mean, you can relate to it a lot easier now with the Thor movies and Marvel.
Yeah, exactly. You can
recognize characters and kind of know who they are and stuff like that. And I'm waiting for Loki. I don't know if he'll be a thing. I'm assuming he will. Don't spoil it, but
I'm not spoiling anything. Like Dustin said, I'm being very careful with the words I use.
Yes.
I'm thinking ahead before I say something.
Yep.
There's only been one big chest I haven't been able to get so far, and I really want to go back and get it. I don't think I can, but maybe I will later in the game. Who knows?
Towards the beginning. There's very little you can't go back to.
Exactly. I was just gonna say that, yeah.
It's behind a bunch of boulders that you have to blow up, but I couldn't get a pot to roll down there to blow it up, so I don't know what I have to do. I might just have to upgrade my axe or something, but we'll see.
Without giving anything away, like I would agree with Chris. I don't remember a single thing in that game that I couldn't go back and do. If I didn't,
yeah, I don't want you to get down on yourself. You're like, God damn it, I'm probably not going to be able to get back and get that. No, chances are you will.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll see.
But that's if you want to go back.
Exactly. You don't have to, but you can.
I'm trying to be a completionist on this one. So I've gotten everything else so far that I've
seen. Well, I mean, you could have all the time you want. It's not that I need to play it for the fifth time. So.
Appreciate it.
I mean, Chris already completed it, platinum the game, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other weird thing, too. Like, they're very, at least so far, they're very stingy with their trophies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it took me a while, like, 45 minutes before I got the first trophy for, story-based trophy.
Yep.
And I wasn't, like, super held back by anything at that point, so.
Just go to show you how big the fucking game is.
Yeah,
that was my indication. I'm like, okay, I'm like, here we go.
It's just the little things that you'll find in the game, like the little lore points and stuff that are just great.
I enjoy how they're like weaving. I mean, obviously you're playing as Kratos, but like they're also making it very personable to your son with the lore stuff because it's writing from his perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the journal that you go into is Atreus's
journal, which makes you. I mean, and I'm assuming it's for story reasons, but you connect with them a lot more that way mm-hmm. when you're just playing as.
I think you had messaged something to us like, man. "You're like, man, Kratos is mean to his son," and I was like, "Parenting."
Yeah.
It's the only way he knows how.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I know it's gonna be a thing. So far twice, he's like all like. Discipline or not discipline, but like yelled at his son
and then his son
does stuff and like he almost touches his shoulder to like comfort him a little bit and then pulls back. I'm like, oh god damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Love your son. Just fucking touch him.
Touch your boy. Boy.
Boy.
Boy. Boy.
It's
such yeah, that's been what I've been up to.
Just talking about the game makes me want to play it again right now.
It's so good, man. When we had talked about it before I brought it to Adam last time, we were talking about it for some reason. And I was like, oh man, I got the itch, and I was like, I promised Adam I was gonna bring it to him at D&D. Mm-hmm. I have to bring it, and then I just like, all right, I'm gonna beat this fucking game again, and I did.
Well, now you have more time for Kingdom Hearts 3.
And... Yeah, so now I've been playing Kingdom Hearts 3, and I don't even know how far I'm in that, you know, but it's bonkers, and I tried to explain, I was talking to you guys about it, but, like, you know, trying to explain, like, you know, certain parts in there, like, all of a sudden you're in a pirate ship and you're doing teacups and you're fighting, and then there's the carousel. Like if you're not, if you don't know anything about Kingdom Hearts, you're probably just like, what?
Yep.
You're fighting that? There's a roller coaster? You're on Space Mountain? You know, like, yeah. Yep.
So that, some pretty harsh critiques of the game too, but I don't know enough to like know how valid those are or not.
It's really easy so far, I would say. There has not really been a challenging point for me yet, which is fine. You know, I'm not somebody who's looking for a challenge. So
right. One of the things is it's you mainly just press X a lot.
Yeah, really. I mean, I feel like that's any Kingdom Hearts though.
Okay.
Combat's like the same thing.
Gotcha.
But so far so good. You know, I'm, you know, excited to really, you know, dive back into it. I took a small break, finished Resident Evil 2 Remaster, started with Leon, and then I beat Claire, so I completed the game. I probably will go back and play that again, because it is a lot of fun, and if you know where to go, you could beat that game so fast. Yeah, like, speedrunners have done in 53 minutes.
That's insane.
You know, so if you know where to go and what to get, yeah, you could beat that game pretty quick.
I've almost bought it like twice.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. It really is. Like, our friend Ben, you know, had completed it 100% and played it a lot. That, like, I kind of did the same thing he did. Like, also, I was just jonesing for more Resident Evil. So I bought Resident Evil 4 for $20 on PlayStation Store and started that over again.
That's a good purchase.
It is, and I don't think I've played that in 7 years. So, controls are a little rough at first until you get used to them.
Is that the one you can co-op?
No, that's Resident Evil 5, which, okay, I do own that.
Okay.
So, if you guys ever want to do that.
5's fun for co-op.
Five is a fun game. Like, it has some ridiculous moments, but
ridiculous it is. Yeah, exactly.
But I always love 5. Like, I never tried 6. I remember I was giving crap to our friend Alex in our gaming chat because I saw him playing Resident Evil 6. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, that's not a good game.
Like,
one of my roommates, she bought it because she was a huge Resident Evil fan, and I co-opted with her a little bit, and it's rough. And story-wise, I don't know what the fuck's going on, because they take a lot of liberties in that one.
I mean, I love Alex to death, but he's got some weird... I mean, he still plays Elder Scrolls Online, like, religiously, and it's interesting. It's made me randomly want to go back and try to play that game over and over, but,
you have it.
I do. Missy let me borrow it, so at some point I'm going to just... play it again, but I have a feeling already I'm just gonna stop fairly quickly.
I just feel like it.
I think you should play with Alex, and that might keep you on pace a while longer.
Yeah, maybe. But like, he's the guy that, you know, while everybody else had iPods, he had a Zune. Like, that's a
you
real
are right.
that's a
you
real right. story. So like, it just, you know, it's fitting. Gonna play Resident Evil 6. Okay. All right. Do it.
Matt Mercer is Leon Kennedy in that one.
In Resident Evil 6?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
There's also Resident Evil movies out there, animated ones, where, yeah, Matt Mercer is also Leon. Matt Mercer's
Leon.
Hmm.
But it's exciting.
Random information for you there.
That is.
Yeah. I just hope, like, you know, this, you know, Resident Evil 2 remaster is doing well. Like, I hope they do Resident Evil 3, which I love Resident Evil 3.
They're supposed to.
So that's the Nemesis one, where you have that constant, like, you have the Mr. X Resident Evil 2, which he's bullshit sometimes, you know, but once you get used to him, like, you know how to get away from him, you know, it's not too bad, until, like, the X gonna give it to you video. Like, that fucking happened to me, man.
That cracked me up so much. In that area,
I'm not gonna spoil anything, but you do something, right, sets alarms off. And then, you know, zombies are around you. And then out of nowhere, Mr. X is just there, you know.
So Mr. X looks like...
Oh, here we go. I think I saw this.
I don't know. Okay, this is just... Literally, I just thought of this a moment ago. So I don't... And I haven't seen anything on the internet. But this is just my mind at work here. Mr. X looks like the Thing from the first Fantastic, not that you're like old school one, but like with the dude from the Shield.
Sure, the Rock.
What's it?
He's the Thing. I think
he's the Thing. And after he turns into the Thing, he tries to go undercover, and he wears a trench coat and a fedora for some reason.
Holy shit.
That's what Mr. X looks like.
No, you're right. I saw a meme that someone said, like, it's just, like, a jacked-up Nick Valentine from Fallout 4.
That's what I envisioned. Okay. Like, I was like, oh, it's just Nick Valentine on fucking steroids. But
that's funny.
He does look like the Thing when he's trying to be undercover.
The cool thing is, though, if you shoot his hat, he'll, like, try to look for it. Like he misses his hat.
So it's a way to just like get them off you.
Yeah,
got it.
But it's really good. I watched someone speedrun it, and that was just bonkers. Like what people know how to do already. So
I'm sure that'll be at the next GDQ.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but, it's fun.
Think before we're gonna tease because Dustin really didn't get to say anything he's been up to.
That's okay. I mean, I honestly haven't been up to. I mean, I played with Katie, got her through the Forsaken DLC, so she's almost to the Dreaming City. Been watching a lot of Letterkenny doing. You know, I downloaded the free PS4 games this month. I got For Honor and Hitman.
We can get into it. Yeah, we're gonna do an ad right now.
All right,
I want to keep that
can do.
Constant.
Can do.
So there's your tease for the second half of the show. As always, we are sponsored by Slumberyard Handcrafted. Slumberyard Handcrafted is your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From tables to beds, cutting boards to benches, and everything in between, they are here to build your dream. You can visit their website to see their portfolio at slumberyardhandcrafted.com. And there you can also see a calendar of upcoming events and schedule yourself a free design session if you have something in mind. They're also on Instagram at Slumberyard Handcrafted. And get yourself a nice end table from our friend Josh over there. So thank you, Slumberyard, for sponsoring us.
Thank you.
All right. So now.
Yeah, no.
Really getting the meat.
Sure.
You've been very... radio silent the past couple weeks, I've noticed, because I'm assuming you're just fucking crazy busy at work.
Yeah, it's been a whole lot of work's been pretty crazy. It's getting to the end of the year and then starting out the new year, and some of the plants that I'm overseeing are all changing packaging artwork, and there's just a multitude of different things that's going on at work that generally it's like when I get home I don't feel like doing much.
I hear you.
Plus it's been lately, you know, I beat a lot of those single player games, you know. Destiny 2 will always be there. I can always go back to it when I need to. It's just generally I haven't really felt like playing too much, but getting into those free PS4 games. I downloaded For Honor. I haven't even started it up yet. I just grabbed it because I knew you guys. Mm-hmm. I think you guys had some fun one day during the demo, like
it was
2 years ago.
There wasn't a lot. There was not enough there for me to like purchase. Yes, this is the game I wanted to buy.
Okay.
And then over the past couple of years, they've updated it enough where like apparently there's some crazy cool stuff happening with the fighters and stuff like that, and so now it's free. Like, I mean,
yeah,
might as well get it. It's free.
Yeah, shit, for free, totally, 100%. But I also got Hitman. Downloaded that for free. Played through the training at the beginning, mm-hmm. and now like my very first mission, which I swear I've seen on either, you know, Funhouse or somewhere. It's like, you're at a fashion show. Mm-hmm. I want to say I've seen these videos around. So, like, I haven't started that yet, but I kind of want to get into it and just kind of play around and see how it is.
Well, I hope you'll want to play some Division 2 beta with me.
I do. I also want to do that. I finally got the code to work. Yeah, because I think the code you originally gave me, Chris, was yours.
The first one. The second one I gave you was mine.
Yeah, the first one I tried to put in and it was already used. The second one, yeah, I tried to put in again and you're like, oh, I think that one was mine. So I finally got that one. I'm downloading that. It's got to be done at some point, but I'm interested to try that out just to see what that's like. I played the Anthem demo, got to play a little bit more of that.
I wish we could have played together. Unfortunately, that Sunday was pretty busy.
Yeah, I'm still intrigued by Anthem. I'm not convinced yet that it's like, okay, I want to buy this right away. But I see there is promise.
Yeah, so our friend Jeff has said potential, and I agree with him. Once I got my second suit in that is when it started to open up for me. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, okay. Like, I picked the Juggernaut, you know, and once I got him figured out, I was like, okay.
Right. So, like, I never even got to that point of getting the second suit. I just ended up stopped playing it. But it's something I'll watch as it's coming out. And then, on top of that, I also downloaded Apex Legends.
Yeah, that
me too.
When you're saying how Anthem is making you guys a little more intrigued than it was before.
Yeah.
I mean, Anthem's BioWare, which is owned by EA, and EA also
I try put not out to think about that.
Apex Legends. Like a ninja release from Respawn Entertainment.
Yeah, for real.
Who are the old COD 4 guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a battle. We got another battle royale. And as much as we lambasted EA last time, like, are we eating crow here, so to speak?
I don't know. I haven't played it yet.
I haven't either.
I think we played. I'm playing it right after we're done recording.
Yeah, I mean,
we're gonna try it.
I don't. We might be eating crow though, based off of everything. At least from what I've heard, this is actually good. Like, I don't...
There was... last week, EA had, like, their quarterly or annual... I don't know. They had a big conference call where they discussed their profits and numbers and stuff like that. And they said that Battlefield 5 isn't performing nearly as well as they wanted it to. And one of the heads of EA blamed it on the fact that they put more dev power behind the single player campaign instead of behind the battle royale part.
Sure.
Battlefield hasn't had a compelling single player campaign possibly ever.
Yeah. I don't know if I've never played the campaign for any Battlefield game.
I've played the Battlefield 4 campaign. I mean, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's, like, I played it mainly because you could unlock weapons for the multiplayer. But, like, the story wasn't good by any means, and some of the performances were not good either. And then I know the Battlefield 3 one, and they are basically just trying to do, like, a Modern Warfare 2 story.
Okay.
Where all this crazy shit happens, but, like, none of it actually makes sense when you objectively look at how the campaign is laid out and what happens in it. So, like, I've never known them to have a good single-player campaign, which is the fault of no one, but it's... Don't blame your war stories for the failure of Battlefield 5. Like, it had its own troubles that we've talked about after launch for the multiplayer, so...
Yep. They just want to blame something, you know?
And they have to blame something so the stockholders won't freak out. And then their Battle Royale's coming out next month, so... But
which it still intrigues me with that wall of fire instead of like the electric field Firestorm. Or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
that's it's a good take on oof. It.
That scared me.
So, but yeah, like Respawn and EA did a ninja release of Apex Legends, which is to me a battle royale mixed a little bit with Overwatch, because each hero you can pick from has a unique ability or two, and that factors into. How gameplay in general is done. So also, I mean, yeah, as we said, they put out COD 4, but Respawn actually put out the first two Titanfall games. That's probably what most people know them for. And now they have a battle royale that they've been working on secretly for the past year and a half or two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Like, they did a great job of keeping that under wraps.
Yeah, I didn't. I never heard anything about this.
Only like a week before... Like, I think we at the last podcast, I think we might have teased it. We talked about the battle royale.
yeah, like, that because that Friday, the day before we recorded, they were like, "Oh, some kind of
reveal." Titanfall Battle Royale is
that recording, or that might have been yesterday, but the week before that, even.
Yeah,
possibly.
I think it actually was just the week before, the week after we recorded.
I think so too. Friday. Like, oh, we might be getting a Titanfall Battle Royale, but without the Titans, and then everybody was like, "What the fuck is going on here?"
And it was just like a big rumor that was going around. Yeah. And then this past Tuesday, they're like, here you go.
Well, and then.
Yep. And it's free. Have fun.
All of a sudden, it was everywhere was free. You know, of course, the streamers started to, you know, play it, which is not surprising. It's a new thing. But then they kept playing it. Well, people kept talking about it.
Okay. The only thing there is all the big streamers who are playing it were sponsored by EA to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so they kind of have to.
Yeah.
But what I mean is that, like, they might have been sponsored to play for EA to play it for, like, maybe the first day or two or something.
Right.
To hype it up. But, like, they're still playing it, and it's still being talked about, and people are saying, like, it's the Battle Royale for, like, people. I don't know. Like, it's a Battle Royale for, like, game devs, you know, essentially, like.
So, I've watched a lot of video on it and read some articles and just haven't actually got my hands to play it yet. Mainly because there aren't any solos, duos, or like 4-player squads. You can only play on a 3-player team, which is fine. But when our friends like Ben and Brad are able to play, I usually can't.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't like playing with randoms necessarily.
Yep, me either.
So some high points though from what our friends have told us from their personal experiences, like, at least on console, it's feels pretty good. I mean, it's a AAA dev team that, like, has had this engine for a long time. It works already. Like, it's kind of like Fortnite with their engine,
mm-hmm.
except Respawn isn't nearly anywhere or as indie as Epic was at the time of Fortnite's release.
Right.
So there's a lot of polish. And all the heroes seem unique and fun to play from what we're told. The guns all feel unique and weighty and meaty. So or one of the big highlights of Apex is you can communicate with your team without actually having to talk to them just by using a ping system, which I believe is on the D-pad.
Really?
And so it's like, you can, if you're looking at something, you hit direction on the D-pad, it's things like, and your character will audibly say, and your teammates will hear over their headset, enemy here, level 2 helmet here, level 3 armor here, like stuff like that.
That's pretty sweet.
That's fucking brilliant.
Right. And so you don't actually have to talk to anyone, and you can still communicate and be effective as a team.
So this is a game for people with social anxiety.
Kind of.
Well, it's also, I mean, it sounds like it's also a game for people who just want to, like, if you want to play a battle royale, but you don't, like, you don't want to put the headset on, you don't have to talk, like, what you're saying, Adam, like, you don't want to talk to, like, if you have to play with randoms, you don't want to fucking talk to people, you just want to sit down, play for an hour and a half, and then go do something else, and it's like, yeah, you can effectively do this without having to actually communicate.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah. I
hope it forces the hand of the other big battle royales out there to also do that. Because, right, especially for Call of Duty's Blackout, like, I don't really need to have emotes and stuff like that on my D-pad.
To be fair, they're funny.
They're funny. They're hilarious.
Right.
But they're not necessarily needed.
No.
Left on the D-pad for Blackout is you can speak your character, it'll make your character speak or whatever, and you can ask, like, I need ammo, I need armor and stuff like that, but it can't ping anything.
Mm-hmm.
Which I mean, that would honestly change up how Blackout's played, so maybe they don't need to go that far. But in terms of just being able to helmet here, like, you know, armor here, weapon here, stuff like that, that would be a huge help.
Yeah, because that's the shit that we do when we play PUBG, and it's like, okay, I got a level 2 helmet on me, and then it's like, we open up the map, we ping it ourselves, and then it's like, okay, go to green or whatever, and it's like, okay.
Which, even PUBG has a ping system.
Yeah.
Now, they implemented that, like, months ago. So, I don't know. People are really like, this is a good thing that's happening for Apex. So does that mean that EA is good, or how do you think they're gonna fuck this up?
Microtransactions,
which there will be.
Yeah, loot boxes. That's
already known. There are already loot boxes in the game, so if you're iffy about that, those are already there.
I mean, and but again, I don't know. It's I think we've had this conversation before. Like when a game comes out that's free, like I expect a lot of that stuff. Like because you need to generate revenue somehow.
Absolutely,
yeah, and they keep it like with the Fortnite, you know, model, or you know, even like the Overwatch. Like if they want to pay money for the cosmetic stuff, by all means,
sure.
But it is maybe pay for heroes and stuff, though.
Yeah, there will be different heroes added that you can buy, or you can grind for them with in-game currency. So the option is there, and according to people, it takes roughly 15 hours to get that amount of in-game currency, which compared to Battlefront 2, when that initially released, is infinitely better.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's still, you got to put the time in, I guess, which. I mean, it makes me kind of just shrug my shoulders more or less. I'm like, okay, there will be a season pass a la Fortnite Blackout. No details on how it's going to work. If it's going to be just like Fortnite's where you buy the season pass and you unlock stuff as you level up.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Blackout's where they have a tier skip that you get every day. So if you play it every day and then do something that unlocks it. So... who knows how that'll turn out, but I mean, it's a free-to-play game. It's going to have microtransactions in it. Other than the heroes, everything is just cosmetic. So,
yeah, I guess I'm just worried that there's going to be like, okay, some new hero or whatever they're called are going to come out and they're just too powerful, I guess. I don't know. Like if you're able to just buy it and then start running through people. I don't know. Well, I guess, but I haven't played the game, so I don't know how it even feels.
I mean, and that's entirely possible. Yeah. Or like a new weapon comes out, and that it's just super OP.
Right.
The good thing is, or bad thing depending on how you look at it. Respawn has announced that Titanfall 3 production is currently on hold indefinitely. Okay. But that means all their manpower is going
resources. Are going towards Apex. Okay.
So they can update it fairly quickly. So, I mean, you can look at it that way. And honestly, like, I'm torn, and I think we're all torn here, between EA being the shadowy figure over all of this, but this probably means Respawn is saved.
Yep.
Especially with... they put out their number... Respawn put out numbers yesterday or the day before, and they're saying they've had over 10 million players playing this thing.
Yeah, they got
over 1.2 concurrently yesterday.
They got 10 million players in 72 hours.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, Fortnite was 10 million in 2 weeks.
like I said, this with I liked Titanfall.
Yeah, it was fun.
And the first one, and then didn't get the second. I have the second one, haven't played it, but the story is supposed to, the campaign, funnily enough, is supposed to be super compelling and amazing.
So right now on Twitch, so Apex Legends has 296,000 viewers.
Okay.
Fortnite only has 161,000.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. How much does Blackout have, if it's on there?
Well, it's not on the front page.
Well, there you go.
I think before Apex Legends,
9,100.
Ooh, okay.
So,
I mean, after Titanfall 2 completely underperformed sales-wise, I mean, I believe we actually talked about it on an episode. We're like, are they going to be around longer, much longer?
Yep.
And this will keep them around.
Yeah.
And like, Vince Zampella knows how to make a fucking game.
I'm honestly surprised to hear that they were even making a Titanfall 3. To be honest with you, like I expected it. Like Titanfall 1 was like the gameplay was great. It was fun.
Might be contractually obligated.
Yeah, maybe that would probably make sense. Just because like the first one didn't really have a story, and that was like the biggest
multiplayer.
Yeah,
all the story was online only stuff.
And that was the biggest like there's no story. They just throw you in and you just kind of do it. And then I was like, okay, the second one's supposed to have a great story. Never really played through it. I also own it. I just guess. I mean, but the thing is, like, the gameplay itself and how it felt was always fun. Like, it was just fluid. Yeah. So, I don't know.
So, I mean, the nice part for Apex also is with all the manpower behind it, like, you can have LTMs, limited time mode, so mm-hmm. maybe there could be a Titan on the map somewhere. You could get in a giant robot and go crush people. You can... there's no wall running in the game. So, like, the other Titanfalls and stuff like that. So, like, your boots on the ground for the most part. There's ways you can get around that. And the other cool part is it's set in the Titanfall universe. It's just not any of the characters that you've met so far through the first two games.
Okay.
Which means there's a lot of world building they can do for both ends of Titanfall and this, and make it kind of Overwatchy in terms of lore.
Yeah, I feel like that first Titanfall, when you could start wall running, that's kind of what mm-hmm. kicked it off. And then next thing you know, like
Black Ops 2, yeah, or 3, or yeah, 2 and 3.
Yeah, everybody was like, oh, we want to do this too. And you're like,
Black Ops 3.
Okay.
I liked it.
I did too. It just was like, okay. That's how you know that Respawn was onto something. It was like, okay, they just fucking changed some major games.
But with the immediate success of this, I think it's also partially because Blackout is not doing well. And I don't know if it's because it's not... I still enjoy it, but mm-hmm. there are just a ton of people who are fucking hating on Activision right now and Treyarch for not doing what they want necessarily done. Like, it's a weird thing.
Sure.
And so, like, Activision's in trouble, potentially, especially now, with EA laying this thing, like, they basically dropped their dick on the table. I'm like, fucking, let's go.
But then the news from yesterday and this morning that Activision and Blizzard are about to have massive layoffs.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this week.
I have just a bad feeling in my stomach that, like, Blizzard's done. Like, they're on their way to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Activision will obviously still be here, but, like, Blizzard hasn't put anything out since Overwatch. They keep saying they have all this story and lore that they want to do, but they don't release it on a regular schedule. Chris, you mentioned before, like, we were talking before, that they seem to be kind of, like, grasping at straws with the remake mm-hmm. of World of Warcraft 3 and the WoW vanilla stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, because a lot of those gamers, like at least myself, who used to play World of Warcraft when it was vanilla, or World of Warcraft 3, like, I just stopped playing most Blizzard games. I mean, I played Diablo 3, I guess, and some Overwatch, but when's the last time we all played Overwatch?
It's been over a year.
Yeah, like, I...
Long, long
time. And I have no...
I have, like, 4 heroes they announced. I haven't even played any of them.
Nope.
Yep.
I think Doomfist was the last one that I actually played.
Lucio Ball was the last thing I remember, like, really playing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
A little bit of Bridget, maybe, but...
Yeah.
I said it earlier, like, is this the beginning of the end?
I think so, and it's sad.
That is unfortunate.
But,
I also feel like Blizzard could pull their shit together even with a smaller team, and then maybe just, I don't know, like, the thing is, they're going to have to wow everyone. No, like, no pun intended.
No pun intended.
Like, literally no pun intended there. But yeah, like, they're gonna have to wow everyone with something. I mean, I don't.
It can't be Diablo on your phone. Like, it has to be.
But everyone has a phone.
Yeah, I get it.
You got phones, right?
Like, if you would have said we're gonna put World of Warcraft 3 on your phone, you might have actually had me there. To be honest with you, I would have enjoyed
World of Warcraft 3 doesn't exist, Dustin.
Is Diablo 4 enough to, like, save them, or, like, because it's not a new IP?
Sorry, Chris. I meant Warcraft 3, not World of Warcraft 3.
Diablo 4, I think would get people, but then, like, they didn't have elements in Diablo 3. They promised, like, they had no PvP mm-hmm. that people wanted. I lost interest in Diablo 3 because it's just the same thing over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you go to a dungeon, you clear the dungeon, you get loot, you get better loot so that you can do that dungeon harder. No, I'm good. I don't want to do that anymore.
I mean, that's what we do in Destiny 2.
But Destiny 2 has a story.
True.
You know, an overarching story.
I mean, there's a story for Diablo 3. It's just...
But it's not continuing
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Right.
And that's what something that keeps me going, personally. Like, if people want to do that, of course, by all means, you know? But hopefully they're not done.
I mean, we'll see what happens. Like, the day this episode's coming out is supposed to be possibly the day that the layoffs start happening. So, I mean, if you're interested in this story, keep your ears and eyes peeled on Tuesday.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I guess it depends on how, like, I mean, they're saying massive layoffs, so I guess it depends on how much, like, how many people, what's this going to affect? Is this also the reason why, what's his name for, he left. Was it the, what the fuck is the card game? Why am I forgetting what that's
the called? The Hearthstone? The guys that made the Hearthstone game?
Yeah, like, is this, was that, like, is that like a foreshadowing? Like, they saw this coming and they're like, fuck it, I'm out. And then opened up their own shit.
Blizzard used to be one of the most popular devs to work for and made some of the best games out there. And then they partnered with Activision, you know, and this, I think that was,
after that, most of the people were well known for making stuff left or writing stuff left.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was before Activision was like, oof, no. I think like when they merged with each other, it was like, oh, okay. You know, but then Activision got that reputation, you know, with the Call of Duties, you know, that they just started doing poorly and dictating and, you know, because even when Bungie merged with Activision, I thought that was good. You know, but not anymore. I mean, glad they're gone. So
like part of it is like there's a Kotaku article about it, and like obviously Activision and Blizzard are this essentially it's the same company since they merged, but they operate separately.
Mm-hmm.
But they're headed by the same people, both of them. And let's see, the CEO Bobby Kotick. Was one of the guys, CEOs over Activision Blizzard, and his salary was over 28 million 2 years ago.
Yeah. Like, why do you need much money, dude?
Yeah. So
like why?
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's not looking good, unfortunately. And hopefully if there is actually, I mean, I'm pretty sure there will be actual layoffs happening, but hopefully they can find, you know, land on their feet somewhere, which I mean, the game dev community kind of looks out for each other pretty well, unless
they do
something to blackball yourself. But most people should be okay. Hopefully, I don't know. It's a shame, and unfortunately, on that note, that means we're gonna start the end of our episode and move into Tweet Corner, and hopefully, we can pick up the mood a little bit here.
Hopefully, it's, I don't know,
Activision Blizzard. Figure it out.
Well, and honestly, I know we're trying to like end it, but like, I'm wondering if the whole Bungie leaving, like, how many people worked at Activision on, you know, any of the Destiny stuff that now technically
are not,
don't have a job. Yeah. Like, there's nothing for them to do.
They could go to Bungie. Bungie got, you know, they got a benefactor, I think, now from China. I thought
China, right? Yeah,
China number one.
I don't know. It's just, it sucks to hear this. Like, I don't know. It's just kind of sad.
But you never know. You never know. They could turn it around. Like Adam said.
I hope they do.
I think at one point, I don't remember if it was Overwatch or with WoW, but they had said they did mass layoffs, and then they released a big game, and then they just started doing well. So you never know.
Mm-hmm.
But it is now time for Tweet Corner.
Tweet Corner. So we got the one tweet and two Facebook messages.
Thank you.
So and the tweet is a three-parter from our lovely boy at allegedly Jeff. Jeff allegedly. So it's a would you rather three-parter. So get ready for this. First one, would you rather never, ever get to see Avengers Endgame or experience a Thanos snap that removes 50% of video game franchises from existence? The removed half can in no way have a sequel or be remade in any way ever.
That one.
Yeah, 50% video game. Bye. I won't remember they exist, or will I remember they exist but never be able to play them again?
I need to see myself some Endgame.
Oh man, especially if that trailer, that teaser at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know. This one's, because I mean, you're thinking what if it was God of War that was one of those franchises that just got erased from existence?
But that's the thing. Do I remember God of War?
And I need to see how Avengers finish.
How the Avengers finishes? It's been 10 years. I need to fucking see this. Yeah. I mean, it's probably the video game franchises, because it's not like you can't always just make new franchises. I'm not saying the same exact ones, right? Because you can't remake these according to this. But like, there's there's new video game franchises coming out all the time. So, yeah. I probably would have to go with that one too, just because.
Man, video game franchises come and go. Phantasy Star is one of my favorite ones, and they stopped making them.
It's true.
So,
like, I can't go back and play these games. They're just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's tough. All right. I mean, but you're right. It's, now that we've...
I've invested myself for a decade into the story. And like,
Avengers Endgame comes out in 2 months. Bro. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're too close. See it,
but I'm stuck on just like the sneak previews I've seen and be like, I can't. That's not enough. I'll never get to see Avengers Endgame, but why? Can I read it?
Can people describe it to you?
Yeah. Can I read the script or the story?
I don't think so.
Damn it. Yeah. Then sorry, video game franchises. 50% of y'all gotta go.
Yep. It has to. Because like you said, Chris, like, can I remember playing these video game franchises? Like, it'll suck that I never get to go back, but like, I've played them before. So yeah,
all the memories, I mean, still.
Like, exactly. The only thing close to investing myself in the Marvel storyline is Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
And that ended Mass very effect. Unceremoniously and incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Yep. I think we're in agreeance.
Alright, the next one. Would you rather have an undo redo button for IRL events or a copy/paste button for IRL things?
Going copy paste.
I'm going undo redo.
Why?
Cause you could just do stuff that like you wouldn't want to do because it's a risk. And you could just see how it pans out and then be like, oh yeah, never mind. Undo that.
My reasoning is, for menial, repetitive tasks, I can just knock those out real fast. Could be like cooking, could be, I don't know, I do one pass on my lawn and then copy-paste the rest of it. Pick up one stick, copy-paste the rest of the stick, like, you know.
Go to the gym, work out, get in shape, just copy and paste it over and over, and then I don't have to go anymore. Wow, this one I feel like is tougher because I agree with both of you.
This one is a lot tougher.
I agree with both of you 100%. Oh man, I don't want to shovel the driveway, copy paste. But man, being able to try things and then undo them. Shit. I think copy paste.
Anything that I could mess with, like time, I like. You know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I understand.
I feel like back when I was in school, you know, growing up in high school, whatever, undo redo would have been a lot more useful. But like now as an adult, the copy paste is just like the mundane shit that you have to do every day, especially what I have to do at work. Just
brush one tooth, brush them all.
Yeah, I'm going copy paste.
The other thing is too, like if I fuck something up, unless it's incredibly major, like I will learn how to do it the right way and then I can just copy paste it.
True.
I mean, both answers are good.
Although, no wrong one. Yeah. I feel like I would just get more use out of the copy paste. The undo redo, I feel like most of it would just be undoing things. Like, what am I going to just redo it?
Well, that's, you can't redo unless you undo.
True.
You know?
But it's like, oh, I want to try this, like, different. What if there's something, never mind, redo it.
What if I just want to like punch somebody in the face? You know, like, you're pissing me off so bad, I'm going to punch you in the face. I do it, and then I can just undo. It never happened.
But if you're mad enough, you could just copy and paste and do it over and over and over again.
No, but then there's consequences. They're still there.
That's true.
So, there's no wrong answer.
Both
no.
have benefits here.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So, the next one. Would you rather do all your future farts in one continuous blast or let your future farting career play out normally?
I mean, I feel like this one's easy.
I'm just going to play it out normally.
True.
Let it ride.
But how about this? What if you pick the former and you're going to do all your future farts in one continuous blast and it lasts for, I don't know, 15 seconds and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to die soon. Or I'm just never going to fart again? Like, it'd be kind of a weird... I mean, clearly the answer is just let it go because, I mean, what if you're going to live for another 4 or 5 decades?
40 years.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my God, this is never ending. Like, you might, it might be a problem.
Yeah, it's a big blast of continuous farting.
Right,
I'm good.
Right.
Like, my farting is not really a problem, so.
I have to go into public.
No. No. I mean, really, my farts are only a problem for my friends, family, and my wife. Like, when I'm out in public or, like, in a social setting, like, I'm a respectable human being and I don't just rip ass everywhere. But, like, going to bed and my wife's falling asleep, I might just fart in her direction because it's hilarious. Like, take it. Deal with it. You wanted this. Yeah, Jeff, come on. It's clearly...
Let it ride.
Yeah, you're letting it ride. Let it ride.
Right. On to the Facebook corner. Just kidding.
Facebook corner.
So one question was, this was at like 6 a.m, I think.
Were you awake?
No. Okay. Not this time.
Worked a 14-hour day yesterday. I'd hope you weren't awake.
Yeah. It was a long day. If our hometown had its own superhero, what would their name and powers be?
That's
maybe like the symbol man, because you know that symbol.
See, I immediately thought of like sock monkey.
Ooh,
you know, but I don't know. I don't know what their superhero name or powers would be.
It's a super villain, and its name is Cheap Trick.
There you go.
That is actually a good villain name.
That is. I do quite enjoy that. Part of me feels like it would just... The powers would be potholes, because fuck this city and all their goddamn potholes.
It's a super villain named Cheap Trick, and all it does is make potholes.
Yeah, like, fuck.
Fuck it, that's my answer. That's too good.
I fucking love that. Cheap Trick and all these big bottles.
Oh, I love it.
That's it. And we went super villain. We're not even going to go superhero because fuck them.
Nah, super villains don't get enough attention, all right?
Also, this isn't my hometown, so.
Oh, there you go. The next one comes from our friend Carlos. What is each of your favorite takeout foods? It's 10:33 p.m. and I'm hungry.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say, Carlos, I hope you've eaten in the past 2.5 hours of when we're recording this right now and not waiting till Tuesday.
Yeah.
Recently, one of my favorite takeout foods has been from Casey's Pub.
Okay.
And it's buffalo chicken egg rolls.
Ooh.
They are so good.
Interesting.
There's a sauce they use. It's so good.
This one's tough because I feel like it depends on the time of the day.
Yours is Chipotle. Just say
no.
That's like fast food. That's not necessarily takeout,
right?
Takeout in my mind is more like a meal you'd sit down for in a restaurant.
Okay.
Which I guess you could do that at Chipotle, but I mean,
yeah, but who does that? There's always those people. There's always, yeah, I was going to say. and the employees that work at the cell phone store next door.
Yeah.
It's like always people on their lunch break.
7 or 8 out of 10 times I go to Chipotle, there is a cop there.
I think the last time I sat down in a Chipotle and ate food in the restaurant was while my tires were getting changed over at Discount Tire. just because it was within walking distance.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I feel like in the morning for me it's CVC. Like we don't like we will go sit down and have breakfast all the time, but sometimes there's just mornings that Katie and I want to just eat so Swedish pancakes at home
go
and
get a takeaway.
Yeah, and it's 2 minutes away. Like so that's probably my favorite is like somewhere to get breakfast food. I would assume.
Okay. It's a good answer.
Yeah.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair. And I will say it is very dependent on the time.
It is. It just.
However.
Well, let's say it's late at night. Like he. Most, like he asked.
I was gonna say most times. I mean, two out of your supposed three meals a day. Mm-hmm. It's not breakfast. It's not supposed to be breakfast food, right?
True.
So. Imperial Palace has a chicken pad Thai.
Ooh.
That is fucking good.
I love me some pad Thai.
I would also have to state that breakfast isn't a time, it's a state of mind.
That's very fair. True.
Brenner is also an option. So if I get like a meal from Imperial Palace, it's chicken pad Thai or General Tso's, but that's not.
Dude, their General Tso's chicken is so good.
And then pot stickers. Pork, pot stickers.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
either steamed or pan fried. Either one.
That's good. That's steamed for sure.
That's my go to.
That's a good one.
I mean, if it's later on in the day, I feel like we've been on a Chilango's kick quite recently. Ooh. since you've moved over there and you and Misty found that gem of a fucking restaurant.
Misty's grandma for that one.
That's a good. I mean, that's a good. I've never eaten there actually. I've only ever gotten takeout, which is funny.
Their chimichangas are fucking fire.
Mm-hmm. Spider Sushi is also in one of those places where I'll get takeout.
I was gonna say I haven't had Spider Sushi in a while. I've been craving it the past couple.
Yeah,
weeks.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, I haven't been there for a grip either.
Get some sushi. Yeah,
might have to do a
Aquaman
trip soon. Mm-hmm. A trip soon.
We should do that soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I would probably stick with those. Probably is my favorite that we do take out. Otherwise, it's like I'm going to sit down and eat at, you know, Longhorn or wherever. I'm not going to get takeout steak.
You could.
I could.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I've done that before from like Chili's, but not, you know, I don't know.
Hey, Stockyard Rock Burger Bar, Buffalo Shrimp Burger.
Oh, yeah, you'd love that.
Oof. So good.
Eat the shit out of that.
Now I'm just fucking hungry.
I am too.
Me too.
God damn it. It's 1 o'clock.
Me too. I haven't eaten today. Damn it, Carlos.
That is gonna do it. For episode 44, come get your podcast. Please, if you enjoy, subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play or Spotify. Or Podbean, and if you are able to, if you'd like to leave a review, that'd be super cool as well. You have a website, come to yourpodcast.com. You can check out more stuff once we actually start updating it. Maybe our own shower thoughts or musings, or, you know, we'll see what we put up there. And then you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram at CGY Podcast, and there you can leave yourself a shower thought for us to read on the next episode. I do think it's a good idea that we're going to start posting the day before recording or the morning of, and we'll get some more that way. But if you have something in the middle of the week that you just randomly think of and you don't want to forget, just throw it on there. We'll see it. We promise. And that's going to do it for episode 44. Every episode we end with a shower thought from Reddit. This week's comes from user Gov83. And they say, Mike Wazowski's chin is also his crotch.
Fuck me. Are you kidding?
For us here, come get your podcast.
He's a bald chinian.
That's episode 44 wrapped up. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
I've been Chris.
God damn it.
We'll see you guys next time.
Just ruin those movies for me.
You're welcome.